Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all know how this go.
All eyes on me, Buffalo.
Roll up in the club.
Era.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what?
I bet you got it. You don't know who to trust. So many players hating niggas trying to sound like second base for the fuck. I think they know. Stick to the depths of hell. Let's read them cap. Well, all you see is damn niggas when you see me. And let the devil suck. But if they didn't finally free me, I got a caravan of niggas that be sound me rock. Hitting motherfuckers up. Won't pass by until I die. Literally, players. So forgive me for folks later, the future's in my eyes. Cause all I wanna cash and things, I five double low, being fucking flashy bang. Bitches pursue me like a dream, been known to disappear before your eyes, like a dope thing. It seems my main thing was to be major, pay the game sharper than the motherfucking razor blade. Save money, bitches, bitches bring one, bitches jealous, motherfucker, God, depend on me like a thing. Think on me for a second, but it won't go on me. We got four niggas and low rise.
Hey, to my next pop. So much trouble in the world, nigga. Ain't nobody feel your pain. The world's changing every day. Time's moving fast. I'm losing out. The rest alone, what she lay. I'm going between my woman and my pistol with my chest. Triple beating, thousand whispers on my whistle with a dip. I'm up to the last, but no plan. Leave a life flawless. Crying by the council, man, let me talk. Maybe it's just a lot of nerve. Let my buckets burn. I'm taking off from the curb. The nervousness, neglect, maybe package cash. You don't want to serve this, my wedding paychecks. Like a kite satellite, nigga, I'll play a bowling. It ain't right, Paris, right, triggers and fleet crawling. Suckers looking, get busted, no emotion. My devotion is at my business, nigga, keep on coasting. When you going up in there, came back, it's my thing, homie. Steady flowing against the grave, nigga, still don't know me. It's about the rap shit, this crap shit. It ain't funny, nigga, don't even know how to act shit. What can I do, what can I say, is there, that's the way. Look, it's all this 24 part lady. My little G, can't you see I'm free? Niggas can't stand me, all eyes on me.
Middle life, the big up, still a day, I got middle life, the most play, all eyes on me. All eyes on me, little life, the big up, still a day, I got middle life, the most play, all eyes on me.
Welcome to the Big Bap and Friends Show. I am your host, Big Bap. We are here for another beautiful and exciting edition of Soulful Sunday. And I wanted to mix it up a little bit because sometimes you do want it to be all eyes on you. I don't know about y'all, but I'm in my season of all eyes on me. I want you to see me. I need you to see me. I'm looking for you to see me. All eyes on me. But before we get too excited and get too kicked up and turned up in here, of course, I got to introduce the Southern Belles. So the greatest part is, even though they're from different places, they're both hailing out of Texas at the current. So give it up for my Southern Belles, CJ and Coco. What it do, ladies?
Hey there.
Hey.
Ooh, they're coming in blasting on them tonight. Y'all already ready. I like it. Oh, don't get quiet now. I don't got y'all yet. I need words. Excitement. Joy. Passion. We are in 23. All that. Hold on. All that old stuff we did in 23 and 22. All that. Ooh, we was being shy. I need y'all to be cute. I need y'all to bring y'all energy. Listen, we are in a new year. We are blessed to be on this side of the year. We are getting it. Anything that's not in our way, let me tell you, anything that's in your way, go ahead and tell it to move out and let me stand here and strut a little bit because we're doing it this year, okay?
Well, let's do it then.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Okay. Well, you know, we got to welcome back. You welcome back on the last show because you made it back home. So now the other one is finally here. Welcome home, CJ. I mean, Coco, I'm sorry. I'm confusing both of y'all already. I ain't high enough for this.
I'm not saying nothing.
What you mean you ain't saying nothing, ma'am? You've been gone for a whole 7 days.
I know.
She like Jesus, y'all, for 7 days she rested. For 7 days she rested. That's what Jesus did on the seventh day he rested.
I was working.
That's what usually what ladies say when they be out, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and
Here's the hard working ladies. Here's to it.
You know what? I'm not playing with y'all. Y'all just hard. I don't know about the working part, just hard. Y'all just hard.
We're adorable.
Say that in English.
You're so kind.
We're adorable.
Say that in English.
You're so kind.
Ooh, it's crazy. You know what? Because I'm gonna tell you, when we go on our next commercial break, it is amazing how I don't even be doing, but I be foreshadowing songs, and y'all just make them come to pass when we get on here. So when we go on our commercial break, I just want y'all to let y'all know at the 15-minute mark, the song that I picked out today wasn't dedicated to the Bells, but since the Bells are back today, the 15-minute mark song today will be dedicated to the Bells, because this song depicts both of them individually and collectively at the same time. If you don't know them, you will be introduced to them today. You will know my Bells personally, okay? That's CJ and Coco. And you do have to say CJ first because Coco is the baby, okay? And you will treat her as such. So let's get that corrected real quick before we move on. So let's go ahead and do an introduction and our welcome, guys. Welcome. I'm your Big Bap. I have my lovely Bells, Coco, and CJ. I'll go ahead and let Coco be a big girl for a minute because I see her pouting a little bit with her lip out. So we're going to let her be first for just a second. But go ahead and pull your maid up close. Get your spouse real close. Get you a nice drink because I know I got my drink of the day. I got me a hot toddy over here. Coco, what you drinking on?
I got two things, actually.
Dang. She down for the DT. She down for, listen, she down for the DP. We don't think she's doing two different things.
You know, I'm not even going to play with you. I got some sour watermelon whiskey with some Sprite. And then I got some apple pie moonshine.
Oh, who getting some tonight?
Nobody. This is my relaxation.
Oh, good. Ooh, listen, she says, listen, you know that's my baby. When I say, listen, they be like, "What y'all finna go do after you drink all that? Nothing, go to sleep."
Right.
Now she got something to do, but you know I go to sleep. CJ, what you drinking on over there?
I have whiskey, tea, and tequila.
Hold on, whiskey, tea, and tequila.
Yes.
Listen,
so you're drinking a Texas tea. That's what
you're
drinking.
Yeah. She trying to get done up nice. Listen, anytime I used to go out to the club and a girl order a couple of them, I just listen, sir, you're number two, you need to take her home.
Yeah.
Sir?
They're going to go.
Sir, after number two, I'm going to need you to take her home. If not, somebody else will be, and you might be mad.
It's not that bad.
True.
I try to take a couple of people's women home.
I'm trying.
Like, if the dude ain't gonna pay his girl no mind, and she's getting thirsty, and she starts hitting on me, I'm gonna want to take her home. I'm sorry.
This is why I'm just working. You work.
Yeah.
I can't work in your where you work. Mm-mm. That's trouble.
Why? It's fun.
It is.
Listen to what she said. She said it's fun. We're not even gonna entertain her. Since you've been gone forever, Miss Coco, and I got CJ, how's this full moon energy and retrograde Mercury treating y'all right now?
Energy. Amazing.
Ooh. It's making me,
like,
be still.
I have rope outfits sitting around the house right now.
Oh, you've been creative.
Yes.
Listen, y'all. Listen. And matter of fact, I have to say that because I'm gonna correct your flyer tomorrow and put that out. Guys, if you are looking to be tied up, looking for rope play, looking for someone to capture your essence in rope. That's the only way I can describe it. Someone to capture your essence in rope. Y'all need to book Coco and you need to get her in front of you. I promise it is worth all of your time, attention, and energy. So yeah. So Coco, you know, you a part of the bar world. So did y'all happen to show any boxing matches yesterday?
We did not. We don't show the boxing matches at my bar.
Well, good, because this is going to be news to you, because I shared this with the production manager today. Did you guys see the guy who got knocked out this weekend, the Hispanic guy who got knocked out?
No.
Well, apparently, when he got knocked out, he kept saying, "I can't see, I can't see." And obviously, he couldn't see when he put his trunks together, because he had a whole Bible scripture on his pants. And he was marketing and advertising for OnlyFans.
What?
You heard me. See, this is, here's my thing. I am not for or against Christianity. I'm not for or against anything. But what I am for is not confusion. Like, why do people try to play what they got? You, sir, you know you can't put no Bible quote on the front of, on your boxes, on your trunks, and then have OnlyFans posted all over your booty, and then think that God ain't gonna not be pleased with you. I'm gonna need you to go sit several seats down. And, you know, it's just. And again, I'm not judging nobody. I'm not trying to make nobody out to be good or bad. It's just like we do, like 23, y'all, I need us to do not so much. Like, I need us to do like the right amount of enough.
It just goes to show you his circle really wasn't that cool either, because nobody said nothing.
You
kind of have somebody in your corner that's willing to say something to you about something.
Let's talk about circles, because baby, listen, it's a lot of people out there right now that's not being honest with their friends, period, or family. Like, and that's, we old enough now. Like, nobody on this show or nobody listening to this show is under the age of 18, because the rating says that everybody for this show is adults. And so as adults, I just believe there's a standard that we're not holding each other accountable to anymore. Like, I know the generation before me, like, y'all can call them what you want to. You can call them mean. You can call them nasty. You can call them disrespectful to a point, or whatever it is. But they held us accountable to a standard. Like, there was a certain level or line that you couldn't cross, and nobody was allowed to cross. Like, there was a certain way that they, look, you could be the biggest dope dealer in the city, but when you go to Aunt Mabel's house, there's a certain way you go over to Aunt Mabel's house. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just don't go with, she'll give no fucks about what you're doing in the streets, baby, as long as you come in here and be correct and correct. And we lost that somewhere. I want to stick back to a point of where we can be honest with each other and stop everything being confounded and condescending and convoluted and conflicted and every other C that y'all can fucking find. But y'all can't find the clip for some reason. Y'all can find a lot of things weird as fuck out there, but you can't find the clip.
I'm just saying, if you're going to find some seeds, find the right seed. All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick commercial break. This song is dedicated to the Bells, y'all. We giving it up for the Bells tonight.
Into Black History is World History. I want to tell you about a company called Tailored Services. Tailored Services Co. is a tailored experience company where they focus on fingerprinting, drug screening, homemaker and companionship, and learning and education. You can find their services at www.tailoredservices.us, and if you click the scrolling tab above, you can get an appointment for tax services. And they are taking advanced preparation appointments now. So go ahead and click the link that's streaming across, and that is tailoredservices.us.
All right, let's go ahead and get into this Black history, this world history. And as we get ready to do this we have Mr. Joseph Buddy Bolden. If you don't know who Buddy Bolden is, let me give you a little bit of history. He is an African-American cornetist who was regarded by his contemporaries as a key figure in the development of the New Orleans style of ragtime music and ragtime music or jazz, whichever term you want to give it. Bolden was known as King Bolden, and his band was at its peak in New Orleans around the 1900s to 1907. He was known for his loud sounds and improvisational skills, and his style had an impact on younger musicians. Bolden's trombonist Willie Cornish, among others, recalled making phonograph cylinder recordings with Bolden's band, but none are known to have survived. Many early jazz musicians credit Bolden and his bands with having originated what came to be known as jazz, though the term was not in common musical use until Bolden was musically active. At least one writer has labeled Bolden the father of jazz. He is credited with creating a looser, more improvised version of ragtime and adding blues. Bolden's band was said to be the first to have brass instruments play the blues. He was also said to have adapted ideas from the gospel music heard in uptown African-American Baptist churches. Buddy Bolden also was tributed by Duke Ellington in 1957 when he did A Drum is a Woman. The trumpet was taken by Clark Terry. The Bolden band tune, Funky Butt, better known as Buddy Bolden's Blues, it was first recorded under the title by Jelly Roll Morton, alternatively titled I Thought I Heard Buddy Bolden Say, has been covered by hundreds of artists, including Dr. John on his album Going Back to New Orleans and Huey Laura on his album Let's Talk. Hey Buddy Buddy Bolden is a song on the album of Nina Simone, Sings Ellington. Winston Marsalis speaks about Bolden in an introduction performance of Buddy Bolden on his album Live at the Village Art. The Buddy Prism or Buddy Award is a prime award honoring Norwegian jazz musicians. Hopalong wrote Buddy in the Parade as a tribute to Buddy Bolden. Malachi Thompson wrote Buddy Bolden's Rags in 1995. Bolden was married to Hattie Oliver and had a child with her born on the 2nd of May in 1897. They named their sons Charles Joseph Bolden, and his great-grandson Sammy Big Sam Williams is also a local New Orleans musician. And so I give to you on this Black History's World History, Mr. Buddy Bolden. So, ladies, pretty dope. I figure since we just came back from New Orleans, that would be a good person to talk about since we just finished our epic trip to New Orleans, which was a lovely and wonderful time. It's great, just great time. So what did y'all learn? CJ, you being from Louisiana, I always wonder, do you know about your history back home?
I don't. I lived in Texas most of my life. Texas and Oklahoma. I lived in Louisiana as a little girl, but Texas and Oklahoma raised me.
Oh, you was out there with the real cowboys.
I am
everybody always say that.
You know, if you ain't never really been out there and you don't know about the different stuff like going down to San Antonio hitting the Zydeco scene and stuff like that, like if you don't know about it, then you don't know. Like it's like hearing a foreign language when you go like other places. Like when Texans as a group go somewhere and meet up and then talk about their region or their area of Texas, to everybody else, that shit sound weird and foreign.
That's true.
Texas is a unique, I'm going to say it like this. Texas is a uniquely diverse, weird state.
Yes.
See, y'all live there and y'all agree. So I don't need nobody else coming for me. Y'all live there and y'all agree.
That's true.
I've
lived in Central Texas. I've lived in West Texas, and they're completely different.
I mean, people be like, "Oh, how different can it be?" You have to go.
You just have to experience it. I can't even explain it to you. There's no safety brief you can go through to prepare you for it. You just have to go through it. Like, I mean, everybody, take a day and drive from one side of Texas to the other. Take a week and do it.
I have driven off Texas. That is not something that, first of all, let me explain. For non-traveler people, if you're going to drive across the state of Texas, let me tell you when you want to not drive across the state of Texas. You don't want to drive across the state of Texas when there's no rain. You want to drive across the state of Texas when there's tornadoes and hurricane warnings in Texas. But then you also don't want to drive in Texas in any summer during the daytime. That last one is critical because there's going to be some places that when you leave that city, you ain't going to see nothing else for a long time. I mean, nothing else but cars going by you. They ain't going to be nothing else. You ain't going to be able to see no houses, no stores, no nothing. It's just going to be road, dirt, and whatever that is that they act like it's supposed to be, tumbleweed cactus and dirt grass on the side, because it ain't a lot of it. But I'm just telling you.
And then you got to hope and pray that you don't run into fog.
Right.
And when you do get into those conditions, you better pray that you got the right cell phone carrier.
And it ain't no deal.
Because it might not work out for you.
There's no telling.
Listen, Texas.
Oh, don't forget about the wild boars. them damn fucking. Yeah, just be running across the damn road. You be swerving.
Again, and this is why I don't like Texas.
Welcome to Texas. What, I live five, 6 hours from CJ, and she lives where there's trees and grass, and I live where there's nothing but tumbleweed and desert.
I've been through there.
Yeah. On that note, you know what? We're going to lighten the mood a little bit because Texas just got my heart a little hurting a little bit. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to get into the fun. All right, y'all? So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
This is for the cool. Oh,
Segment is brought to you by TaylorHealing.com. That's www.TaylorHealing.com, where you can get in activities such as smash self-doubt with smash therapy, axe throwing therapy, painting and sitting, vision board crafting, book club, and guided meditation. They also have things like the venting corner where you can let all things out, and the Phoenix letter, letters of affirmation, and other self-care and self-kitted products. So you can get more information and figure out how to participate with this at www.tailoredhealing.com. TailoredHealing.com. TailoredHealing.com. All right, y'all know what time it is. It's time for us to get into one of our favorite segments of the day, and that is what day it is.
What day it is. Yes. So today we have National Career Coach Day, National Sunday Super Day, or Supper Day, National English Toffee Day. Ooh, that sounds really good right now.
Don't it, ooh, if you,
for all those
put
people.
That in some coffee. Put that in some coffee, that English
yeah.
toffee.
Ooh, that would sound really good. You know, World Typing Day for all them secretaries. You know, that's probably why y'all had a lot of extra work today. Because it's World Typing Day.
You're so fatty.
You know, you got National Bubble Bath Day. So for all of y'all couples that forgot out of nowhere that y'all need an intimate time together,
y'all should
listen.
Go make a bubble bath right now.
That's crazy. Cause,
like,
no. Let me tell you why this is crazy. Like, it's so crazy. You are not like, and I tell people, I believe in things like manifesting themselves in real time. Right. So me and my business partner literally today was talking about this, and I think I want to teach this class. I think this is going to be my next class because I love water play. Anybody who hasn't been around me and know how serious I am about water play, but spiritual bathing is a thing. And if you've never had one, you need to experience a spiritual bath. I promise you, it will, it can, and it does change your life. Okay, go ahead, Coco, because I want to tie you up.
I got, you're good. And then we also have Earth's Rotation Day today. You know, so for all of y'all that were feeling like today was just off a little bit, it's because the rotation and stuff was slowing down. So for all of you who are spiritually inclined, you know, don't want to say the word witch is what people want to call it, but it is what it is. That's why you are feeling off today. And you also have National Clean Off Your Desk Day. So all of y'all secretaries that, you know, had to type extra stuff today, you just tell your boss he might want to clean off his desk because it was National Clean Off Your Desk Day.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day.
No, you missed one. Hold on. You missed one.
Yeah.
You're not going to find this one on your list. I had to go find this one on my list. But you have today is also National Man Watchers Day.
Is it really?
Yes. So for all of those women who auspiciously like to go just look at a man and just stand in a corner and just look at a man, you know, like the production manager really likes to look at a man. Like she really just likes to stand there and stare at everyone. People today, and you have a few hours left, is the perfect day to do it, and they can't say anything weird or crazy to you because today is National Man Watchers Day. You could have spent all day just looking at him. Okay, go ahead. So we are going to tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow now. For all of y'all that like to, you know, shock people, it will be National Static Electricity Day.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you can't, you know, rub your feet across the carpet and shock somebody, go to the store, grab one of those little shocker things, and just shock somebody. I mean, I'm going to do it. National
mm-hmm.
Balloon Ascension Day is also tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just for shits and giggles, if you want to go buy a balloon and release it, you can't get in trouble. It's National Balloon Ascension Day. It's also International Choreographer's Day. So if you know somebody who likes to dance and make up their own moves, just tell them you appreciate them tomorrow because it is technically their day. And tomorrow,
CJ, we appreciate you tomorrow.
Yes. National Apricot Day.
Ooh,
for all of y'all that like to eat fruit, you know, just go buy some apricots, eat them, and if you miss out on taking your bubble bath tonight, you can sit and have a bubble bath tomorrow and eat you some apricots while you're sitting in the tub.
With a glass of wine. God.
Yes.
Ooh, that's about the only way you can really enjoy apricots is you got to put it in some wine, and it's got to be like a fruity wine or a red one. That's the only way you can do it. It has to be the fruit or huh?
I thought it was just me.
Yeah, apricots are nasty. You know, the production manager.
Yeah.
The production manager. she goes like that's like the nasty peach or fruit. Like it's not a peach, but it's kind of like a peach, but it's nasty. So, but if you put it in a fruity wine or you put it in a Reslin, or like if you make a fruit salad and put it in there, then you kind of don't realize you got it, even though it, like, it just helps. Like, that's the only, those are the only three ways you can eat an apricot.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Any other way is just horrible.
That's true, though.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm cutting you off. Let me work.
And then we got, you know, Tuesday, halfway, we'll be almost to the halfway point of the week. We have National Houseplant Appreciation Day. So if you have houseplants, please, like, talk to them. Give them some extra water. Give them some extra sunshine. It is their day. Then we also have National Shop for Travel Day. So for all of y'all that are planning on traveling and stuff, or even if you don't know that you're going to be traveling yet and you just have it in your head that you want to travel this year, go out on Tuesday and go get you some travel stuff because it's National Shop for Travel Day. And then for all of y'all that like to eat oysters, like I do, you know, because it's that aphrodisiac, you need something sometimes. You have National Oysters Rockefeller Day.
Your sister will
so
be somewhere eating
y'all,
oysters.
But yes, I'm Tuesday. I'm gonna go find me a place. I'm gonna eat me some oysters. You know, but some of y'all don't need to be eating oysters because you're gonna be eating them oysters, and then 9 months later, you're gonna have a surprise. Just saying.
Wow. Yeah, it is that season.
Then you also have Save the Eagles Day. So if you like animals and stuff, like, go donate to a charity or something for the eagles and stuff. Help save them because their environment is dwindling and being taken away from them. Then you also have National Cut Your Energy Cost Day. In other words, if for all y'all people that like to sit in the dark on Tuesday, cut off your damn lights. Just come off and sit in the dark so you can save some money. But then, last but not least for Tuesday, for all y'all chocolate eaters that like to, you know, even if you're not just eating it and you're putting it on somebody and eating it off, don't know what you're doing with it. But for all y'all that like to buy chocolate and eat it, National Bittersweet Chocolate Day. So make sure you get you some chocolate, like some strawberries, put them with some chocolate, get you a little bit of whipped cream, you know, wine, whiskey, whatever you
who
like.
Who is she fucking with? Who is she doing this? She could give somebody some draw. Listen, everything she's saying tonight, she's gonna give some drugs. Listen, she is one leg out of the panties already. That's it. She got them on. I'm telling you, she's gonna give somebody some drugs.
They are on, but you know, we gotta prep some of these people for Valentine's Day because
Oh, we're pre-gaming.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
You know
yes,
what?
You gotta pre-game.
Listen, we have one more day for tomorrow, for Tuesday as well. I am going to do something. I'm going to do something fun in honor of on Tuesday. During the business hours on Tuesday, I am going to go live on social media I don't know what time yet. I'll get with my partners and see what time we want to do it, but it will be during the business hours. And I'll do at least an hour. But Tuesday is Poetry at Work Day. So if you would like to participate, write some poetry piece or whatever, I'll go live and I'll bring you on to the live during the business hour of Tuesday. And you can share your poetry with people, for all of my poets that's out there who are listening. You can share this. Production manager, can you put a post of that on Facebook? Share my Big Bat page because that's where I'm going to do it from. I'm going to do it from my Big Bat page. So if you're not following the Big Bat page, production manager, please share that page for them on DJ's Roundtable. And we will do Poetry at Work on Tuesday. Matter of fact, that's how I'm going to kick off Business 101. I told you I was going to bring it back. So that's how we're going to bring back Business 101 with Poetry at Work on Tuesday. Coco, thank you for the wonderful what day it is. That was amazing. I appreciate you. That's sexy. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be back with birthdays. Segment, which is birthdays, is sponsored by the Dr. Feelgood Show, starring me, January the 19th at 10 p.m. Eastern, where we will be talking about your love life, your sex life, poly play, butt plugs, tied up, whatever. The Feelgood Show, January the 19th at 10 p.m. All right, y'all, we got Miss CJ, and she's going to do birthdays.
Okay, so we have Miss Shirley Bayday and Wendell Middlebrook and Ryan Destiny and R. Kelly for today. Tomorrow, which is going to be January 9th, we have Omari Hardwick, Dion Cole, he's flirty, Muggsy Bogus, that wrong, I'm sorry, And then Sean Paul.
Did you hold on. Did you just mess up Muggsy Bowles' name?
I did.
How did you get Muggsy Bowles' name wrong?
Because I don't know who that is. I'm going to be honest.
He was a basketball player.
Oh. Who do you play for?
Wow. Well,
no,
one, the Charlotte.
No, really. I'm serious.
He played for some teams, but I'm gonna let you finish birthdays. Me and him could see eye to eye. That's why he important.
Okay. Sorry. Also on January 9th, we have Chad Johnson, MS Boom, and Matthew Knowles. On January 10th, we have George Foreman.
Look, I couldn't say none of the other names either. That's why I was just like, when you said George Foreman and stopped, I was like, yep, that's where I stopped that too. Listen, I wanted to say somebody else. I wanted to see if he's going to have the same effect I had when I started reading them bitches today. I was like, man, fuck this. I can't say none of they motherfucking names. Look, George Foreman. The only name on my card is George Foreman. So listen, I ain't even mad at you because I was sober. Listen, I was sober when I wrote it. I'm like, wait, I can usually sound some names out. I started looking. You ever look at something to go cross-eyed for a second? Like, you know, you feel God. Special needs a little bit. You know, you just like, man.
I don't
want
to butcher nobody's name. Listen, I feel
like, oh boy. Hey, Aaron, y'all ain't going to not call. Y'all not going to answer when I call y'all name. Y'all going to respond when I answer y'all name. I know what I'm reading on here.
Hey, Aaron.
Listen, I ain't mad. That was the only reason why I had to do the other segment today is because I just wanted to see somebody's reactions on birthdays. And so I couldn't not be fair. It can be simple shit. Y'all don't understand. I do stuff literally because I want to see. And that was one of the things I wanted to see. I don't really care who do it. I just want to see. Because I know I'm not special needs. Like, you know, I mean, I am. But, you know, I score well in reading and reading comprehension and stuff in school. So, you know, when I had like 2-3 names back to back, when I just could, you know, because I know what you did. You looked at the first one, he's like, fuck it, I'll skip to the second one. But when you saw the second one, he was like, I can't do that one either.
Oh, big
Mm. Oh, I ain't, listen,
this is,
I'm not mad at
you. This is why
I'm
drinking whiskey and moonshine.
Listen, CJ, it was even worse, right? Because I was standing in the kitchen when I was writing this, right? And I mean, I was on a roll, and I left my phone, the cards, everything, and I just walked in a whole other room. I was just like, fuck it, I quit.
I'm done.
And it's not that. You know, because a lot of people mess with people when they can't, you know, read. And I do presentations, group speak, you know, all that stuff all the time. I've orated, I've hosted events, you know, I've done poetry live events. I've read speeches, you know, I've done all types of things when it comes to speaking, but like, if people don't realize how challenging it really can be for some people to speak and speak and, you know, just speak in front of people or speak to an audience. And so just, you know, just to somebody just a little bit, because, you know, it's just to hear that pause and know that I wasn't the only, you know, retard today. Because, like, listen, like, I was mad. Like, I was literally mad at all of their names. Like, I almost wanted to, like, if I could have reached out to their parents individually, I would have told each and every one of them they wasn't shit collectively. Like, all six of them, like, you ain't. Listen, all of y'all need to hear this individually, so close your eyes until I, close your ears until I point to you. You ain't shit. You ain't shit. You ain't, listen, because I need them to remove their hands as I point so they can know I'm pointing at them. I need them to feel the effort. You ain't shit. Turn point. You ain't shit. Because they need to understand that, you know, I was really in my feelings about that today. So because I'm not the only person that felt that way, I feel much more good about me and who I am and that God really loves us and he loves the little children. That's what I felt like, you know, when you get that, you know, when you get that Bible verse for Sunday school and it's the one, you know, and they be like for the, like the Christmas thing and they give you the one and then it's got all the bigger words in it. And then you done studied that bitch all since Thanksgiving. And then Christmas Day, your dumb ass get up there and can't say nothing. Mouth just wet, spitting all over the paper, sweating everywhere. And it's the same people you've been looking at every Sunday for the last 5 years. But that's what happens to us in front of people. So, I know that happens. And so I just wanted to mess with you guys today. And I appreciate you guys for playing along so auspiciously with me today. Because I know sometimes I know y'all want to slap me a little bit. And it's okay. Because I do some slappable things, you know, but just... I tell people all the time, don't put your hands on me. I fight.
I mean, they're not supposed to put their hands on you unless they're giving you a massage, but.
I need a good massage. I need a good massage. Like, I need to go and get on somebody's table and drool a little bit.
You just need a deep tissue, just the one that when they roll their hand against your muscle, you go, oh.
Yeah. See, I have to do deep tissue because anything not deep tissue don't do that for me. Like, anything not deep tissue is like somebody trying to tickle. Like, why are you here? Bitch, touch me for real. Now, I ain't gonna lie. Now, I went to Massage Envy one time, and they had a first generation. Where was she from? She was from Slovenia. And listen, she put her hands on the table. I'm not gonna lie. I felt that's the first. I think that's the only time of my life where I actually truly felt like a bitch on somebody's like massage table. Like, I just really felt like she was manhandling me a little bit. Like she looked mean-ish thing about, but I mean, but she was really good though. Like, I'm telling you, when I got out of there, I walked out of there and, like, honestly, she's probably the second best massage I've ever gotten in my life, like, ever. But, like, I still don't know how I feel about it because I just, you know, I felt like, you know, she just grabbed me like a little basketball and tossed me up a little bit. I still have flashbacks. Like, lady, don't grab me like that. I love me. All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to get into this nice, fun topic that we have tonight, and our topic of tonight is the power of non-sexual intimacy. So that's definitely a topic for us to get into, so we will be right back after these fine commercial breaks.
Well, you On the side of you, they had baby right next to you. I'm in the front and the back of you. What love that smell of you. You know what I'm talking about. Know what I mean? This is crazy. You know what I mean? You know I can't get it enough. Wanna fix it in the morning when I'm waking up. I keep my leg when I eat it up. Got your arms on my neck and I can't get up. See the 4-1-12, we from the A. Got the 8 peaches out of the place. All the ladies in the house with the peaches in. Put your hands in the air, represent your position. Let's go. 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 Let's go.
Let's go.
That song right there is contradictory to the whole main topic. If you want to participate in intimacy that will change the course of your relationship, Peaches and Cream is not the song that you need in your life. All right? DJ, Coco, and Bells, Angels, y'all ready to participate in this little fun topic we got tonight? Now, for those of you who are listening, I recommend, if this is a topic that you have been trying to express to your mate, start turning off the distractions now. Mate, if they start turning off shit now, then you realize you might want to start paying attention. All right? I don't know how to I'm not in your house. I'm not in your relationship. But if the TV went off and, you know, they closed the door because y'all got kids and other things like that, and they want to make sure that you can hear what we're about to talk about, then you should listen. This might be for you just a little bit, okay? This topic is brought to you by DJ's Roundtable. If you would like to participate with DJ's Roundtable, which is our production company, you can email them at djsroundtable19@gmail.com. That's djsroundtable19@gmail.com. You can also reach out to them about how to get advertising, sponsorship, donations, and other ways that you can participate in helping us be able to continue to facilitate this wonderful, beautiful, mass-produced show. All right. On that note, we're going to get into our main topic, the power of non-sexual intimacy. I'm not going to ask for one. I'm going to ask for two. We're going to do this one a little different. So, CJ and Coco, what are your two favorite forms of non-sexual intimacy?
Great question. I'm going to have to say emotional and mental.
I'm a cuddler or like a quality time type person.
Ooh!
You really got to be touching, be in the room, though.
Ooh, that's a Leo. Leo's like that, too. Taurus is like that, too. Pisces like that type of energy, too.
Does that make me weird then, coming from Virgo?
No. Virgos, y'all weird anyway. It ain't got nothing to do with anything else than other than y'all just weird. Y'all special. But the key to non-sexual,
ours are completely different.
But that's because you're different people. See, here's the thing about relationships. When we talk about understanding how to be in a relationship, first you must, one, understand yourself, right? And so the reason why I asked is because, go back, what were your answers again, Coco?
Emotional and mental.
Emotional. Not just emotionally open, but emotionally adaptive and reactive. That's the difference for a Virgo. A Virgo is less physical and more almost a spiritual relationship. The metaphysical for Virgo speaks volumes, whereas for an Aries, because an Aries being a spring sign, all spring signs is about frolicking through the flowers and the grass and the dirt, getting in some water. Yeah. We love touch. We are just, you could walk up to pretty much anything from pretty much March till the end of May, beginning of June, you could walk up to them and just touch them, and you pretty much got their undivided attention.
Does that include
Pisces? Why did you touch me?
No, Pisces is before Aries.
No, Pisces is before. Pisces is weird. They like to be touched, but they like to actually prefer to do the touching. They don't touch them unless they invite you in. You get your feelings hurt if you touch a Pisces before a Pisces give you permission to touch them. They weird like that. Whereas an Aries.
Oh, well, Taurus, I'm just petty. I'll run up and poke a Pisces and then run away.
See, but listen to what you said, poke. you an antagonist. But that's the difference between a Virgo, because a Virgo is not hell-bent on the touch capacity. You are a poker. You notice how quick your touch is? Poke and then run away.
Yeah.
Because that's not where your intimacy comes from. Your intimacy has nothing to do with touch. It's a, like, if you sat around and got a spiritual release with a person, that was more indicative to a powerful relationship with you versus a person who needs that cuddleness. Like a Leo. A Leo doesn't necessarily need touch, but they need what's called, it's a term I like to use. It's how do I say it? They don't need you to touch them physically all the time, but they do need you to be in the same room. They need you to be cognitive of them. They need you to be aware that they're there. They don't necessarily, like, now they do require touch, so don't understand when they want touch, because they're cats, they're going to get their touches. But also, like cats, they can sit
their
and they're fine
sometimes.
Yeah, but now, okay, you've done all that other stuff, look at me. So as you learn yourself, non-sexual intimacy is getting the things that you need to get out of a situation without someone having to end it in sex, without someone having to end it in, you know, oral pleasure or, you know, some form of penetration. It's the idea of getting that same endorphic release minus the sexual intention, the sexual intent. You know, when we talk about spiritual baths, I've taught spiritual baths for a long time. And when you teach the art of giving a spiritual bath and surrounding that energy with that spiritual need that they need to get out of that bath, when you do it with the intention of making sure that the release is there and not the sexual gratification of it, it puts people in just a different, you know, different place. It's, It's no different for those who get a endorphic release from meditation or an endorphic release from yoga. All of those things that you can do individually, you can also find ways to do it with your partner and create non-sexual intimacy. My favorite form of non-sexual intimacy is walking and talking. Like a put down all technology, leave everything in the house, and we're just going to stroll at a very leisurely pace, and we're going to spend some time connecting, just each other. Or we're going to go sit in a park, or we're going to go sit by, a tree or the ocean. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't even require talking. Sometimes that intimacy is just enjoying a beautiful breeze of air sitting in a nice solace night under the moon. We gotta build our relationships, the relationships that matter, not just husband, because a lot of times we look at spouses as the only people that we're supposed to build non-sexual intimate relationships. But I have them all the time. When, matter of fact, I give you a perfect example. When we were in New Orleans, the interaction between the three of us, albeit as we were out, was non-sexual. The intimacy of having that companion, to have that someone there who you can rely on, that you can ask a question and get a response back and get that in love, that was a non-sexual intimate interaction of people. Because everyone got something out of it. There was a release of endorphins being around each other, but at the same time, the energy wasn't required to be sexual. And I think that's what a lot of people miss in relationships, is the reason why we bond the way we do in some of our relationships, like trauma bonding and things of that nature, is because outside of sex, we have an intimate relationship with our partner. Like, there are some relationships that people are in that, you know, you can go lay your head on your mate's chest and go to sleep, but you didn't necessarily get an endorphic release because you can't really release with your partner, because most of the time, y'all don't even like each other. There's so much hostility and emotion and nastiness that's built up. In order to be intimate with someone, you have to let your guard down. In order to be intimate with someone, you have to let them in. In order to be intimate with someone, you have to let them see you. They have to know and understand your truth. So you have to communicate with them. Everything that I'm saying right now has nothing to do with sex. We talk about trauma bonding. We talk about how everybody bonds through sex and all the other things, but we don't talk about that spiritual, true, realistic, holistic connection that we get by connecting with each other. Touch, emotions, feelings are all a part of intimacy. Like music, having a musical relationship. I love music. Having a music relationship with someone is a form of non-sexual intimacy. Think about those people that when you hear a certain song, the first person you think of is that person when a song plays, and that's a non-sexual intimate relationship, because there's only one person that you think of when that song plays, whether it be sexual or not. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. As we come back, we're going to get into this topic a little bit more, because I have some questions for the ladies, and I know the ladies got some questions for me. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Yeah.
tonight, and that was Boom Like an 808 by Black. Ooh, I'm taking y'all back a little bit, ain't I?
Yeah, you did. That was good.
Listen, I just, you know, as much as I used to have a little Barbie doll music at certain points, that song really, I for some reason I liked that song. I don't know why. Like, that song always just, you know, brought out the best in everything. So, ladies, real quick, let me ask you this question. So, what is it, intimacy, non-sexual, what is it, intimacy-wise, that you look for in a mate? What are some characteristics of intimacy, non-sexual, that you look for in a mate?
Like compliments here and there, like willing to engage in conversation with you, like technically be emotionally available.
Be aggressive. I don't know why that just, I just, for some reason when you said that, that's what I felt in my spirit. Like, something's telling me, like, and maybe I'm wrong, but I just got the energy from you that, like, the men and or women, because I think women too in this conversation for you, come at you extremely passive.
Thank you.
So it gives you, when the passiveness for you leaves the void. And I'm hearing that more from you, the more you speak on this topic, it's like, assertiveness and passiveness is also an intimacy thing for some people. Some people cannot handle a passive mate. And some people cannot handle an aggressive mate. Listen, I'm going to tell you, like for me personally, I'm not the aggressive type.
You still there?
Am I still here? Yes. I don't know what happened. I dropped off the face of the earth real quick. But yeah, most of the people.
Satellite.
Yeah, them internets. I don't know. Listen, I'm having flashbacks of like everything that I've ever like seen on TV or in a movie. Like everything's just popping out today. That's this energy, though. This retrograde is really exposing a lot of things in people.
It is, especially with this past full moon. It's a lot of things are coming out now.
Yeah. And so if you're if you're constantly doing dirt, intimacy for you is going to be hard in this season. But also communication. Intimacy is a lot about communication. But not just communicating with your partner. The first level of intimacy that you have to master is intimacy with yourself. You know, I tell men all the time, men get mad at me when I say certain things, but I love to take a bubble bath. You know, there's something very therapeutic by sitting in that water and letting that energy go into the water, because there's not a... Here's why bubble baths are important to me, and I need you spiritual people to learn this, since y'all always want to talk about shit. There's not a lot of ways that you can let energy go and not give it to other people. There's grounding. There's submerging yourselves in water. There's putting yourself in air. Extreme adrenaline that helps you get rid of energy. And then there's extreme emotional IQ quadrants that you can go through, i.e. depression, sadness, happiness, whatever. But when it comes to non-sexual intimacy, a lot of us do not understand how to become one with ourselves other than masturbating and jacking off. There are some things, there are some songs you can lay in your bed and sing and meditate to that will spiritually open up some doors for you. There's some meditation practices that you can sit and go through guided meditation that will open up some doors. There's Reiki, there's shadow work. There's so many different things that you can do to learn how to express yourself and become whole with yourself. But the biggest problem, especially for men, and I can say this because I'm one, is learning how to do these things does not challenge your masculinity, does not shrink you as a man. If anything, it gives you an upper hand on your competitors or your competition or other men in the field, because you're truly taking the time to do what is called self-work. And when you do self-work, it increases non-sexual intimacy, because the first thing that it opens up is effective spiritual connection between your partner, and then it opens up effective communication. But because y'all won't put in the work to truly build and heal, and I'm not just talking to men, women, this applies to you too. Because if you're not putting in the work, you cannot expect to be in healthy relationships. If you feel like every relationship you in is negative, your mama and your daddy, your brother and your sister, your cat, your dog, your boss, your auntie, your uncle, if you can't go on your hand and count off about 4, 5, 6 close personal relationships that are healthy, you need to do some work on you. And the thing that you need to work on is your non-sexual intimacy of truly connecting with those around you. Because if I touch you and you flinch, then we're not really connecting. If I touch you and you get ready to jump out the building, we're not really connecting. If I get ready to speak at you and you feel like it's going to be sarcasm or diffidence, or you feel like I'm going to do something verbally to assault you, then we're not connecting. Non-sexual intimacy is predicated on connecting with your partner. But if you are broken, if you are not whole, if you are inferior with your own dignity, character, and moral standing in life, then you cannot connect with others. You're going to miss the mark. You have no choice but to miss the mark. Not because anyone is stopping you from being happy. Not because anyone is decomposing your character to make you look like something less than what you are. It is bound to happen because you are not one with yourself. What does it say? A house divided will fall. If you are a house divided, if you're saying one thing but living another thing, if you're doing one thing and believing another thing, at some point, it will touch you. It will affect you. I don't care about Christianity, wisdom, astrology. They all say the same thing. They're all the same book written from a different perspective. But the biggest thing that they focus on is self-work. You have to do it. Ooh, ladies, we killed that topic tonight. I don't got nothing left on that one. I'm going to go ahead and just lead out one to God. I'm going to let them have that one.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got nothing.
Okay.
But y'all did good. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Before we take this commercial break, is there anything that you ladies want to add to the topic? Because I know they want to know how you feel about it.
How we feel about it?
Mm-hmm.
That topic specifically?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can put it like this. For me, before ever being sexual or physical with someone, for me, I have to be like emotionally and mentally stimulated by them. And then after that, our spirits got to pretty much like get along and caress with each other. Like if they caress each other gently and I can feel a good vibe from you, then we're good. But it's like my spirit's like, hell no, run away. Yeah, we're never getting to the physical or the sexual.
Yeah. It's, you have, you know, a lot of times a lot of people don't realize the reason why we don't connect is generally because of that non-work, that first impression is dangerous. We generally, like, you know, when they say bad timing, bad place, bad space, that happens. That's a real, real thing. And I need us to realize that we have to do better. We have to be better. We have to focus better on, you know, just connecting better. CJ, what about you? Where are you at on this topic tonight?
On this specific topic? I'm just kidding.
Wow, really? You know what? Choked you a little bit.
No,
No, but in all seriousness, I think that, I'm on a path of self-discovery right now, so I can't really speak from a couple standpoint, but from, it's important. Make sure you take the time to do the self-work. You'll thank yourself later. It's not pretty, ooh, but you'll thank yourself later.
It's not pretty. All right, well, I ain't going to make CJ give out no more quotes for tonight. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back right after this. All right, that was Mary J. Blige's Reminisce,
And she is our black person segment tonight. Mary Jane Blige, born January 11th, 1971. You know, I had to say it like, you know, one like them old people, because you know how they say it, 71. Like, if you've never heard an old person say 71, it's 71. Like, all the letters kind of like go together in that word for them. But Mary J. Blige, let me give you guys a little bit of her stats real quick so you can understand just how impressive this queen is. She's often referred to as the queen of hip-hop soul and the queen of R&B. She has won 9 Grammy Awards and a Primetime Emmy Award. She has 4 American Music Awards, 12 NAACP Image Awards, and she has won 12 Billboard Music Awards, including a Billboard Icon Award. She has been nominated for 3 Golden Globe Awards, 2 Academy Awards, including one for her supporting role in the film Mudbound in 2017, and another for its original song, Mighty River, becoming the first person ever nominated for acting and songwriting in the same year. So, man, let's just get up to the queen, man, because she has done a lot, from singing to acting. Like, that transition from TV and movies has just, like, it's been amazing for her. And I just want to really give her a shout out and say, congratulations. I don't wait until she passes away for us to, like, shout the queen on this show. And I didn't even realize her birthday was in a couple of days anyway. So we will be shouting her out again on Wednesday, because her birthday is on the Wednesday show. So shout out to Miss Blige for just, like, really getting us captivated at the beginning of the year. Because sometimes we get lost in, you know, just in the transition of having greatness during our time span. And she has been making music since 1988 professionally. So that's a long time. It's a long fucking time. That's over 30 years worth of fucking music. Some of y'all can't keep a relationship that long. You know, that her music career has spanned 2 divorces. So, you know, you still be great while getting rid of a nigga. Just understand that. You don't have to stay with a nigga just to be great. You can get rid of that nigga and go on to another nigga and still continue to be great. And I say that with no disrespect towards her husbands, because I don't know them and I wasn't there and I don't know their stories. I mean, from her albums, it sounded like she probably should have choked a couple of them niggas, but, you know, wasn't in the room personally. You know, I wasn't there. But it's, you know, we know how things can be in relationships. But for the most part, this queen has, through her pain, carried a lot of the plight of the black community, and we have gone through ups and downs and used a lot of her music, a lot of her songs, a lot of her words. What helped me, I think, the breakthrough album, I think almost every black person that going through anything damn near had that album on repeat. So, especially if you didn't like your spouse or girlfriend or your husband or boyfriend at the time, you definitely had that album on repeat. So, because it just really talked about coming through your traumas, past relationships, and just different situations. Because we, you know, and because we're talking about her, let me say this, and since we also talked about non-sexual intimacy, I need people to understand that when you're in a relationship with someone, they're going through it with you. You're not going through it by yourself. A lot of times we feel like going through things by ourselves, but we're not. You have a mate that just chooses to ignore you and don't give no fucks about what you got going on in your life, then you definitely need to get away from them extremely quickly. But for those of us who are genuinely decent people, we are going that we're going with. So if, you know, if you get arrested, we got arrested. If you was in a car accident, we was in a car accident. If you on child support, we on child support. If our car needs gas. There are some of us who really see relationships like that. And get into a relationship, that is really how it's supposed to be. But I need some of y'all to understand, stop being selfish and understanding that because that's what's supposed to be, expecting us to come in and fix everything that you got going on in your life. That's not our job. Our job is to support you so you can be our better half while going through what you're going through, not to hold you and continue to hold you. And so now I can do all the work while you're being helped. It doesn't work that way. It's a relationship. The word relationship is defined as two noun things, whatever it needs to be, working together. The word is working, both working, not someone holding your weight and then still trying to do their job. It has to be a two-person system, a two-part system in a relationship. I don't want to keep you guys. What would y'all like to say about the famous Miss Mary J. Blige? What would y'all like to say about the beautiful queen that she is?
I need to go back and listen to that album again, because everything you were talking about is everything that's going on right now.
Oh, I just looked at it. I previewed it real good. It's going to be good. Mm-hmm. It's going to be real, real good.
Oh, yeah. That album, dope.
Yeah, it is.
That whole album right there, because that's, you know, that's the Mary J. Blige album. That's the MJB album itself. So that one right there will get you. It'll get you a couple places. It'll take you there. And I'll listen to that again.
Because later I'm going to be listening to that while I'm drinking my moonshine.
You said you're going to listen to that album while drinking your moonshine?
Yes. Yeah.
Listen, I don't need you to be tossing up nobody tonight, now.
I'm not.
That's, you know,
I've never
heard it all before.
What was that?
Oh, you don't know that song? That's why CJ laughed. She knew what song that is.
You said that, and then we heard the button go beep.
What button? That button? That button?
Yeah.
Anywho, all right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. What song am I supposed to be playing? I ain't messing with y'all. I don't know, Keita. CJ, what was your thoughts about Miss Blige?
I absolutely love her. She's helped me through a lot.
Oh, God. She's
an icon. That's all we can say. She's an icon.
Yes, that's all I can say.
She gives you strength to keep moving forward.
Dear Miss Mary J. Blige, if ever, baby, if ever you want to get all of my coins, all of my coins, drop a boot line. I promise I will buy every pair.
I need to talk to her, man, because I have not figured out why they haven't dropped the MJ boot line yet. They've been killing the boot game since, like, the early 90s.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Mary, you've been killing the boot game. She needs to stop.
Disrespectful. She's the boot queen. It's just retarded.
Her manager is not doing her no justice. I'm telling you, if her manager wants to make Mary J. Blige a billionaire, right now, a Mary J. Blige custom boot line, and they got to be the one all in the tie like she likes to wear, too, and I guarantee
you.
Yes,
you got to make them for the big girls, because I got big calves. I don't have those little skinny legs. I got big calves, so you got to make sure you make them for the big girls, too.
You got calves and legs, because listen, I know them boots custom made. Like, them custom, because Mary worked too hard. Listen, Mary be on the stage getting it. I'm like, listen, baby.
I want to be able to look like her in them shoes.
Listen, I'd be looking at her like I would have been all over the stage on my face. All right, y'all, we got to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back and wrap up this show. But, man, shout out to the queen, man, one more time, Miss Mary J. And we're going to play another queen as we go on this quick commercial break. So we'll be right back right after this. We get everything in tonight. That was Miss Chaka Khan with Ain't Nobody. Listen, I love her daughter's voice. Have y'all heard her daughter sing?
So you should play her next week.
I do not.
Well, her daughter usually tours with her. If you actually have listened to her over the last few years, you have probably heard her daughter. Her daughter's been a part of her background group a lot over the last few, over the last decade. Her daughter has an amazing voice, and if you ever get to go see her live, a lot of times her daughter and her will actually perform together as she's gotten older in age and do them as duets, it's just solos. So, yeah, that's just a tip. I love Chaka. I've been a big fan of her all my life. Just shout out to another just queen legend in music. There's something I wanted to tell you guys about tonight. Group on TikTok. On TikTok, it says he started this group, and so basically, it's for the LGBT community. And when you see this, they will support it being in your life because they. Will become I'm so for it when an important they open as a become like they have growing immunity something to you are not organization to combine and extend in pride. You find through talk pressure this media class as them to TikTok. Pretty cool. Past, man, and it's more than just standing by. I mean, a lot of people in life, I mean, I'm going by a few things of course of my lifetime. So I don't want to, it's the only from LGBTQ situation, but if you can find a reason or a way to make your life stand in and be proud of you, be there, help people, enjoy them, love them, make it easier for people to be there, right? So that is all that we have for tonight. We're getting ready wrapping the show. Yeah, I know we do our favorite segment of the night, which is called Word of the Night. The production manager literally came in here and started and just literally forgot. So we're going to go with the incomparable Miss CJ first for the night. You are up first, followed by Miss Coco, and then I will close the
show. Okay, so my word of the night is speak positive words into your life every single morning. Think big, think healing, think success, think peace, think happiness. Always start your day with positive energy. You deserve it.
Can you hear me?
Coco?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay. Sorry, it was like, I don't know what happened. Like, everything shut off on my end. Cherish. Cherish yourself first, because if you can't cherish yourself, you're not going to be able to cherish anybody else in your life.
I like that. My name is... clear communication. There's nothing worse in a relationship than being with someone who's not clear, who's not concise, who's not sure of themselves. It is okay to be nervous. It is okay to be anxious. It is okay to have fear. What is not okay is to not be clear, advice due to who you are. I love you guys.
You don't know.